Sexually Speaking, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Ruth.
Hello.
My name is Mike, and I'm calling from Ohio.
Yes, hi, Mike.
I have kind of a complex question for you.
Go ahead.
My fiancé and I have been dating for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've been engaged for the past year.
Mm-hmm.
And approximately 6 months ago, she was attacked and raped.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, she became pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to the gynecologist, and he suggested that he felt the best thing to do in that situation was to have an abortion.
Right.
My question is, since that time, she has very often, like once every couple of weeks, wanted to break our engagement because she has felt that she has been unfaithful to me,
mm.
and that it's not right for me to have to deal with that.
Mm.
And
but that's so unrealistic.
Right.
She must see a therapist.
Okay, she has.
And?
She has seen, she went to a psychiatrist.
Right.
And it seemed to help her quite a lot. But she still feels like it's not right to me. And what I'm wanting to know is what can I do, what can I say or do for her to help her understand that I still love her.
Mm-hmm.
I still care for her, and I understand that, you know, I've told her,
mm-hmm.
but she still just kind of, I think, is still unsure that I still feel about her the way I felt before
mm.
this happened.
Right.
So what I'm wondering is, what can I do to help her through this?
Did you ask her permission to once talk to the psychiatrist?
Yes.
And did you do that?
No, I haven't.
Why don't you do that? That's
okay.
One thing.
Okay.
To ask her permission if it's all right for you to go to see the psychiatrist, just once to talk to him.
Okay.
And the other thing, all you can really do is to stand by and be very supportive, which
okay.
you have been doing. My question is to you, could she want to break this engagement for other reasons?
No, we've talked about that,
mm-hmm.
and she says that she still loves me, and she doesn't want us to break off the engagement, but she just feels like she has been unfaithful to me, and that mm-hmm. there's, I don't know, she feels like, see, we have been sexually involved, and yes, we do use a contraceptive.
Good.
And she said that was something she wanted to share with no one but me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I understand that it's very, very, it's an unhappy occurrence
mm-hmm.
that happened to her, but it's not her fault.
Right.
And hopefully that the psychiatrist can set that straight so that she doesn't lose the relationship with you. There's
okay.
very little you can do except what you did.
Okay.
You were supportive, you told her you love her, you said to her that you want to get, to remain engaged.
Uh-huh.
It's about all you can do.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, can I make a suggestion?
Please.
Quite a few times, I listen to your show all the time. I've
Thank
listened to
you.
It for months. I've tried to get through for months.
Thank you.
And quite a few times, someone will have a question that probably could be answered over the air, but you always say that since you're not a medical doctor.
Right.
Why don't you see about it maybe having a medical doctor in the studio with you every once in a while that could maybe answer some of these questions for people?
Yeah, excellent idea. The only thing is that one can never, I would have to have a medical doctor, which I've had in the past, a urologist and a gynecologist. I'll do that again to answer some of these questions. But I can never predict which questions are
right.
coming.
Right.
But I certainly am going to do that again. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay,
I love constructive suggestions.
Okay, keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck to
uh-huh.
you. Bye-bye.
Bye.